The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Brian in Temple Oak was on to say, I listened to your show every morning, I was delighted to hear you, all these kind of nice things. But you ruined my day when you played that god-awful earworm, It's a Small World. You know the one I played yesterday. In a world of pain, of grief. It's a small world after all. Anyway, that tune, he says, gives me the shivers every time I hear it, as it brings back memories. I went to Disneyland in the 80s and had an experience there which remains with me ever since. It's a Small World is an indoors boat ride where small puppets, who look, by the way, demented, dressed in the national dress of all the nations of the world, dance to that tune. They kind of bob up and down. That's it, as you say it. They're like little Lego figures. Anyway, myself and my wife got on the ride, and within 2 minutes, our heads were done in with that tune, as you can appreciate. Things got worse. As the ride finishes, the small boats approach a ramp, which pulls the boats out of the water. And as we approach the ramp, we notice that the boats ahead of us had backed up, and none of us were going up the ramp. And all the while, tune was going around and around and around. After 5 minutes, we saw the staff staring down the ramp, wondering why the boats weren't appearing out of the tunnel, while the tune went on and on. After another 5 minutes, they realised that the reason the first boat wouldn't move up the ramp was because there were four very large people in the boat, which were too heavy for the pulley. All the while, the tune went round and round and round. They eventually had to walk down the ramp into the water and rescue the four people from the boat. 15 minutes later, we finished the ride. I think that tune should come with a health warning. And you got that right for sure. Claire, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
It's a small world, isn't it? After all.
Very good.
Okay, let's go good back memory. To the summer of 1998. You were 5 years old and... maybe not.
Very young, yeah. Just 18. Still young from where I am now.
What were you doing?
So it was my first summer after college, mm-hmm. and I went over with a few friends to work in Disneyland Paris.
Lovely.
So I was a popcorn and ice cream seller. That was one of the lower rung kind of type of jobs there. I wasn't qualified enough to be a Mickey Mouse or anything like that. Those were coveted jobs.
Yeah, of course. But having said that, you got the job selling popcorn. And outside which of the rides were you selling popcorn?
Well, unfortunately, I was actually stationed outside It's a Small World quite often. And thinking back, I suspect it was because I was a sort of a newish and temporary staff member that the older, more clued-in ones would pick the more secluded spots in the park, whereas we would be stationed next to them. And then after 8 hours, you'd come in with a zombified look on your face and need to decompress madly.
It's kind of like a musical Vietnam.
It was difficult. It was. It sort of became embedded in your brain so that you didn't hear it after a while. I think maybe that was a kindness that my brain did for me, and so I didn't remember it. But it wasn't the only ride that played tunes, and I was saying to your researcher as well, when the parade went by, we also had to step outside our popcorn and ice cream cart and sing along to that, and there was another earworm tune for that, which myself and my friends still sing every now and again.
So it's there. So when I do this... Are you okay? Do you want counselling?
I'm okay now. It's a happy memory now, almost. I didn't expect it to come flooding back so quickly.
You see, but it did. I mean, am I triggering something for you here?
You're doing it a lot this week. Yeah. Heard it yesterday. Didn't expect it today.
I'm doing this to make you a better, stronger person, Claire.
Exactly. I will go about my Friday much more rejuvenated after that.
Humming it, going down the aisle, or wherever you're going today, just humming, humming, humming.
I'll sing it to my 8-month-old when she wakes up.
Ah, even better. That's great. So the next generation's contaminated as well. This is great.
Exactly, yeah. Pass on the pain.
What's her name?
It's Rachel.
Rachel, that's a great name. Yeah. I have one of them in my family. I have a sister called Rachel, and it's a lovely thing. So I'll always remember her now. That's great. Is she your first?
She's my second.
Your second. What's the first one called?
Yeah. I have a little boy called Jack as well.
Jack and Rachel.
Yeah.
Sounds like the beginning of a Marion Key story.
I think it's almost a film.
Definitely. Hey, Claire, enjoy it all. It's the best adventure in life, so enjoy every moment of it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Really nice to talk to you.
And I love the show. Thanks.
You're kind. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.